What is the best produce? How do you choose it? How do you test for ripeness? Welcome to Martha's Cooking School.
In today's world of food obsession, the blogs, YouTube, and TV all herald fresh, local ingredients. Becky Diamond says that's not such a new trend. Mrs. Goodfellow was doing it 200 years ago.
She was an advocate for American foods, or what we think of now as American, like cornmeal, tomatoes, squashes, things that were grown here in the new world. And she would use them, incorporate them into the old world recipes.
This devotion to fresh, local quality ingredients, says Diamond, was the foundation of Goodfellow's business, first located on Dock Street and eventually Washington Square. It included a bake shop and a catering business, as well as the cooking school.
One of her signature dishes was Indian pound cake, and the reason it was called that is because it used Indian, what they called Indian meal, which is cornmeal. So instead of making a regular pound cake with butter, flour, or sugar, she would incorporate cornmeal as the flour. And it really, it still is delicious, but it's just a slightly different taste.
Cooking was much more labor-intensive in Goodfellow's day. Early in her career, everything was done on the hearth, and there was no refrigeration to preserve food. Even something as simple as baking powder hadn't been invented yet.
She had to use the yeast or eggs to make baked goods rise. And when you use eggs, you have to whip them to such a degree that they create like a foam, and that makes the baked goods rise. And it could take at least an hour for somebody to be just standing there whipping eggs, especially for a cake, because it would often take 10, even a dozen eggs to make that happen.
Local markets, much like today's farmers markets, also defined our early food scene. Picture our market street from front to eighth, filled with vendors.
A big part of Mrs. Goodfellow's week would be going to the twice weekly markets. They were actually covered markets that stretched for a mile from the Delaware all the way down Market Street. She could get her fresh dairy products there, meats. And much of it was also the produce that was coming from parts of Pennsylvania and even New Jersey.
Still, Philadelphia was a busy port in the 19th century. And like our fascination with new and exotic ingredients, Goodfellow used imported Caribbean spices such as nutmeg, oranges from Portugal, and even coconuts. But it was the lemons that brought about another Philadelphia first that can be found in almost every diner today, notes Diamond.
She's the one who created lemon meringue pie out of her famous, very rich, custardy lemon pudding. And at some point, she put that meringue topping on the very top, and it just took off.
For a link to a recipe for delicately spiced jumble cookies as Mrs. Goodfellow would have made, go to newsworks.org. Becky Diamond's book is Mrs. Goodfellow, the story of America's first cooking school. I'm Larry Roebling.